More than 200 masterpieces of Czech avant-garde and modern art fetched record prices at a Sotheby's auction in London on Monday. František Kupka's early abstract Movement, created between 1913 and 1919, sold for £1.3 million, the highest sum ever paid for a Czech artwork. Monday's auction brought £11.1 million, more than double than Sotheby's estimated. Other significant works sold at the auction included Josef Čapek's Sailor and Fantomas and sculptures in the studio by Emil Fila. Jan Richter spoke about the auction with Czech Radio's reporter in the UK, Ivan Kitka.
I think it was in total 200 masterpieces of Czech avant-garde and modern art, and the auction, with no doubt, was a big, big success. If you look at the figures, Sotheby's was estimating that they'll get around £5 million from those 200 artifacts. In the end, the amount of the money the auction Sotheby's is receiving is almost double. It's about £10 million. So there is no doubt that it was a big success. After some hesitations Sotheby's went through in the last few weeks, for instance, last week there was a big auction of Russian art, and estimated price was around £55 million. Sotheby's received just £10 million less, so I have no doubt that there are many satisfied people at Sotheby's this morning.
There were several paintings that broke record prices for Czech modern art. Mm-hmm. What were some of the ones that fetched the highest sums?
Obviously, the biggest focus was, or the biggest interest was focused on František Kupka's painting called Movement from the years 1913-1919, from the years when he was in Paris and had a very creative period there. Originally, it was thought that it may sell for something like £500 to £700. In the end, the price was almost double, £1.3 million, and it was a big surprise. And basically, it proved that the Czech modern art is becoming more and more popular, not only in Central Europe but also in London, and it's a sort of hidden jewel for the international auctioneers.
So you think that the success at Sotheby's on Monday could be considered a sign of a rising international interest in modern Czech art?
I think there is no doubt about it. If you look where Sotheby's, as part of the auction preparation, took the Czech avant-garde artifacts, it went to Russia, to Moscow, it went to Austria, to Vienna. Obviously, there was 1 week viewing here in London, where it's perhaps the biggest concentration of art lovers and art bidders and art buyers in Europe, and even the interest on this viewing was really high. Though there was speculation that obviously some of the buyers will come from the Czech Republic, betting on the fact that if they buy the Czech avant-garde art artifacts now, they may sell it a little bit later with big profits in the Czech Republic.
The artworks auctioned at Sotheby's on Monday came from one collection from the United States. Who put together such a large collection of early 20th century Czech art?
Yeah, it was an American entrepreneur, Norman Hasko, and his wife Susan, when he died in 2004, a very interesting figure in American business and in the area of art collections. He traveled to Europe in early 90s, visited Prague's National Gallery, and was really, really impressed with what was on view there and with the whole world of Czech modernist artists. So he started collecting Czech artworks in early 90s and basically was in this business till his death in 2007, when his wife Susan took over the collection and all the artworks. Unfortunately, Hasko's children were not so involved in art collection. They were no art lovers, and that was one of the reason why the whole collection, which before it went on sale in London, was on exhibition in his mansion in the United States, in Connecticut, which goes also on the sale. So it went on a sale. I think personally it's a big pity that all those 200 artworks can't be exhibited in one place, because together they perhaps make much bigger sense and were definitely a big proof how well advanced Czech modern art was some 100 years ago.
Jan Richter was talking there to Czech Radio's reporter in the UK, Ivan Kitka.